and it's where right across from where the Walgreens is.
And they have soft serve?
They make their own soft serve.
It's to die for.
They make the, it's absolutely independently owned. It's all their own stuff. They have what they call concretes, which are their
yeah, custard. Like, those are custard.
They're mix-ins.
It's Palina. It's Palina.
Palina.
And, yeah, it's Palina.
Belmont Palina.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, this is legit.
And like in for my son and daughter, they close for the winter. And the reopening, the first sign of spring in March is the reopening of Scooters. And people make a pilgrimage over there. If you like soft, you are, it is the best.
Okay, I'll put that on the list because we... That's one of the things that we're looking for. Like, there's a couple of really cool ice cream places on the South Side.
Oh, yeah, and you get your, like, Taylor Street Italian ices and all that.
And even in Kilwins, like, you can get some really cool combinations, stuff like that. You better
bring a lot of money.
You better believe it.
If that's the same Kilwins as they have in, like, Saugatuck and all that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, take out a mortgage.
Or even at Medici, like, you get, like, really good, like, floats and stuff, but... Soft serve. I've been looking for a good soft serve place, and that is
Scooters. That's absolute for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love Dairy Queen, and for some reason, every time I go to the Dairy Queen, Chuck Garfine is in there. I'm not quite sure how that
not
happens.
Not really.
Yeah. I think he might work there.
Man, you gotta figure out how to make the ends meet, and if they meet at Dairy Queen, there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
it's an honest day's work for an honest day's pay.
And the other thing is, if you go to Scooters, don't overthink it because the flavors are all great. They're vanilla. Just the regular vanilla it's amazing.
With the fudge, whatever the fudge, however they do the fudge, it's awesome.
Do they offer a swirl? Can I get a swirl?
I believe they do.
Don't know. I've never asked.
All right, well, I'm going to put that on the list
for you, yes.
When summer actually arrives.
Someday it's going to be our time.
When it finally gets here, then... out in Frankfurt, you know, they have the... What is it called? The Creamery. And it's delicious. Like, it's so good. But, I mean, it's a little bit of a ways. If we're up north, we could knock that out and get a little soft serve, and it's all good.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Dan, go enjoy yourself with your chicken. I'd just like to let the people that are listening know... that Tony walked in here, and instead of offering me and or Tony wine or cheese, Dan offered us chicken.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate you, Dan.
Y'all want some chicken?
Save you the big piece of chicken.
And guess what? Even though we want it, we have to say no. We are obligated to say no to that question.
It was not meant that way.
Well, wasn't it, though? Because, again, it was the first pull. I mean, you were literally looking at the wine and said, how about some chicken?
All right, so what if, because you know I like to occasionally, when I buy up a bunch of the stuff when it's on sale, I'll always stop, you know, make the circuit. My guy Church Bus, who's out of the corner, or my guy Bubble Man, is it wrong to offer chicken to Church Bus or Bubble Man?
Well, if it's the only thing in the bag, no. But it's just like, it's like walking up to Connor and be like, how would you like a potato, Connor? Would you enjoy? I have these potatoes.
I bet you would.
I do want one.
And a fine aged whiskey and some bagpipes.
Please.
Gentlemen, thank you. Happy birthday, Dan.
Thank you, Lawrence.
We are Sports Radio 670, The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. And the top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Football. From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm not in there. I'm up in here. But I will tell you, don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the number 17 Wildcats host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets are on sale now at NUSports.com. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
I think that Coby White is really fun to watch. As Schuster was saying, if you watch clips of him, you'll see that he is someone that in transition I think is very dangerous. I'm concerned about his shooting. And I'm concerned about whether or not Jim Boylan will allow him to play at the pace where I think he can be his most dangerous. And will he be a facilitator in the NBA, or will he be a point, or will he be a lead guard? I'm still trying to figure that out, and I'm sure that he probably is too.
Make me a bicycle clown.
I had a good time kind of looking over the draft from the Bulls' perspective, and I actually was like, okay, like, I don't mind either of the players that they ended up drafting, and I think the Coby White one, watching the video of him talking about his teammate that got drafted, has been one of the highlights of my weekend. One of the lowlights of my weekend is watching his draft class not know anything from the 1990s. There's a great video. I think the NBA put it together. Maybe the NBA or ESPN put it out with these guys after they were drafted being asked all these questions about, like, just showing them stuff and them having to name it, and they had no idea at all of what it was. And it was
why are people surprised?
Some of the stuff, like, they didn't know Destiny's Child, Tony. Like, that one was, one of them said that, I think it was Kobe who said, oh, the Cheetah Girls. I was like, it's not the Cheetah Girls. They're literally, Beyonce is right there in the front. And they didn't know, but it lets you know that things change quickly in our world, and that's something that we are going to have to deal with. This hour is being brought to you by First American Bank, the largest privately held bank in Illinois. We do more for your money. All right, it's Monday. We start the show as we start all things with a rundown.
Run them down.
The Rundown.
Here is your rundown for Monday, June 24th. I'll start out with a little bit of good news. For those of you who are fans of Max Struess. No, don't play the music because that's just going to make people sad. But we should celebrate Max Struess, who did not get drafted, but did sign a two-way deal with the Boston Celtics. So that's very exciting for a kid who I think is a very exciting player.
10 to shoot for the Demons. Cameron calls out a set play. Waits for Struess. Right of the circle. Three on the way. Bang! Max Struess is hitting everything. 5:16 remaining here in the second half. DePaul's back on top. 74-72 over St. John's. Struess with 32.
Max Struess had a really great two-year career at DePaul after being an incredible player at Lewis University. And I'm very happy for him. He's a nice kid, comes from a great family. And I think that he will find his way to an NBA roster at some point. I don't know if that'll be next year's Celtics team, but I think at some point that guy's drive and athleticism will find him on the court playing in an NBA game. So congratulations to Max Struess. There's Bears news, apparently, mainly because Tony just wants to keep the bit going. But Mitchell Trubisky had his youth football camp this weekend out in Rosemont, and he's ready to get started with practice already.
I know, I'm excited for the season, and it's nice to see some family, hang out with some friends, and give back and be at camps like this, the kids, but we're definitely ready to work, and we're ready for training camp coming up soon.
A reminder, July 8th, Monday, July 8th, a whole week of Is Mitchell Trubisky Good at Football? I'm just telling you now, tell a friend, be here, be ready, because that's the week when we're finally going to have the discussion about whether or not Mitchell Trubisky is good. Although maybe we'll talk with Wani about it coming up later on in the show today. How about we do a little bit of White Sox? Okay? Because the White Sox had what could have been a great weekend in Texas, absolutely ruined because they don't have a lot of starting pitching. And yesterday was another example.
Moncada to right field. Chu on the move. And this one he gobbles up to finish off the ball game. Sox mounted a couple rallies and could not ever get over the hump against the Rangers, Sampson et al.
Can I just say that I will tell you, at some point, we need to have a real, real discussion about the lack of pitching that they have in their starting rotation. It has become extremely annoying to watch. And I know that they are in a rebuild year, and that is part of my frustration. Let's move on to the Cubs. The Cubs, they saved themselves. They salvaged an opportunity this weekend, because that series with the Mets looked like it was going to go the wrong way, and that you were going to see the Cubs lose 3 out of 4 to one of the worst teams in the league. And things didn't look great early on.
Nieto swings and rips one to deep left center field. This one is long gone. A solo home run for Tomas Nieto. And the Mets take the lead 2-1 here in the 2-2. Ground ball up the middle and through for a base hit. Rounding third and coming home is Lagares. And he will score easily. The Mets extend the lead on the RBI single by DeGrom. It's now 3-1 New York here in the fifth.
But fear not. There was some weird handling of the Mets bullpen, which led to an opportunity for Javier Baez to save the day.
Baez the batter. What's he thinking here, Ron?
Now, to me, he's going to have to hit some sliders from Lugo. That's what he's going to see. Something off speed. I'd be shocked if Lugo gets beat by a fastball to Javi. Javi's seen a boatload of breaking pitches and off-speed pitches today. Lugo leaves one in the middle of the plate. That's the pitch Javi can do the most damage on.
The 0-2 from Lugo. And Baez hits one in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Conforto. It's got a chance. Gone! Three-run homer, Javier Baez. Listen to this crowd.
Career home run number 100 for Javi. And he hits a breaking ball from Lugo the other way. He waits on it and drives it in the bleachers and right.
Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. I think that Javier Baez should keep that as his walk-up music now that Shane Victorino is retired. It's a great sing-along. It creates a great vibe. And shout out to Dante, the Cubs DJ. Like, drop it when we get to the every little thing is going to be all right. Let the crowd fill it in. So that's my task for you, Cub fans. When Javi comes up and he's still rocking the Bob Marley, you got to be there and be present in the moment. So Javi gives the Cubs the lead, and then it's up to the bullpen to lock it down.
The 3-2 by Strope. Fly ball right field coming in. Hayward, he gets there. Cubs win. Jason Hayward made a running catch over near the right field line. 1-2-3 for Pedro Strope. Cubs win the ball game 5-3.
The great Pat Hughes on the call. After the game, Joe Maddon talked about the type of season that Javi is having.
Listen, his numbers are fantastic. I mean, what else do we want? he's great. He's had a great season to the point. And then when guys go a little bit sideways, you get overtly critical. Listen, the guy's having a great year, and we're all subject to messing up on occasion. But in a tight moment, he knows what to attempt to do anyway, and he did it.
Javier Baez, according to a B-War, is a 3.1 WAR player. This year, his slash line is 284, 323, 551 for an 874 OPS. We'll talk about a couple of his teammates that are also doing it big, and one in particular that's doing it kind of quietly. Javi himself said that he didn't even know that he got to 100.
I feel great, you know, obviously. It's a lot of homers for me, and I actually didn't know it till I got to the dugout and everybody started congratulating me, and it's really exciting. I thought it was going to be a little bit later on in my career, but, you know, I really don't pay attention to that, so really happy that I got to it, and hopefully I keep it going.
And the most important thing is that it came at a moment when the Cubs kind of needed it. They needed someone to come through in a big way, and Baez has done that a lot over the last couple of seasons. They still needed the run support, and the Cubs are in an interesting place right now because of the health of their pitching staff. So it's having someone come through like that, I thought, was an important moment for not just Baez, but the Cubs. It keeps the Cubs in first place. Don't look now. The St. Louis Cardinals are kind of surging a little bit, and they find themselves back in the race, as most people who've been looking at the NL Central thought they might be, that this could end up being a three-team race between the Brewers, the Cubs, and the Cardinals. So that is your rundown for Monday, June 24th. Glad that you are along for the ride. I am Lawrence Holmes, here with you until 2 o'clock today. Bruce Levine, we're going to start now. The baseball season is about halfway over. We're going to start having Bruce on every Monday to just kind of wrap up some of the things that are going on with both teams. I don't want to spend too much time talking about the White Sox today. I will say that Saturday was about as angry as I get as a White Sox fan after what happened, and I don't know how much longer you can trot Desmonte out there. I know that in a year where you're rebuilding, stuff like that shouldn't matter to a fan base, but when you see your offense go out and score four runs, they spot you four runs, and then almost immediately those runs are given right back, and we've seen it a couple times this past week where they get a lead and the lead is just destroyed because your starting pitching is not representative, is not a major league starting rotation. It can be frustrating as all get out.
I just want to come in on a Monday and they're 500. Like that would be great. Where we come in on a Monday, it's like the last few Mondays, every Monday. It's like, well, what the Sox do? Well, pitching.
Yeah, Tony, I wish that we I'm again, it's one of those things where we have to talk about expectations for a team on the rebuild, that it's not fair to judge them kind of with the rest of the teams that are trying to play for something. You have to judge them as a team that is in the middle of a rebuild. And what we're seeing is a team that just doesn't have enough starting pitching for there to be any realistic dreams for 2019. But that's kind of, we kind of knew that. The great thing for the White Sox is that they seem to have found position players that you can trust. And now the next part of that is whether in-house and just getting guys healthy, or then starting to look around the trade market or the free agent market for pitchers that make sense, of getting starting pitchers that aren't going to do that more often than they do. That's what we're talking about here. I would like to talk a little bit about the Cubs too and their weekend, but there's so much stuff to get into, and I promise you that we're going to get into it, whether it's bear stuff or Jay Zawoski put together a little something for us on the draft, on the Blackhawks draft. We've got all that. But when we come back, I want to talk about what the Cubs do from here. Like, where do they go from here, considering the health and age of their pitching rotation? We'll do that next here on The Score.
Joe Madden talks Cubs with Lawrence Holm. This week, a special Wednesday edition at noon.
It was a rough road trip.
The work's the same. The prep's the same. Guys definitely aren't intimidated by playing in different venues.
Joe Madden talks Cubs baseball. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Official radio home of the Cubs. A radio.com sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The National Hockey League draft doesn't receive a fraction of the attention that the NBA draft receives, in large part because almost none of the players drafted will make any impact at all in the league for several years. In fact, according to the experts, the only two players drafted this past weekend likely to play in the NHL this coming season are top pick Jack Hughes in New Jersey and number two pick Kaapo Kakko, who went to the Rangers. But the Devils, who have largely floundered since Lou Lamoriello left as general manager 4 years ago, may have made themselves contenders again when they added defenseman P.K. Subban in a trade with Nashville. The Devils gave up two second-round picks and two decent players for someone who's been one of the best defensemen in hockey for years. Subban has been slowed by injuries recently, but he just turned 30. The Devils may be back soon. I'm John Feinstein.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business.
Meet Evan Goldberg, founder of NetSuite.
I had to learn that the hard way with my first company. That's why I started NetSuite. I needed to see everything that was going on with my business in one place. So we built the world's first cloud business system. And after 20 years, over 16,000 companies run their businesses on NetSuite. Everything you need to keep growing is in one place. Financials, HR, commerce, customer info, and more. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control you need to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. That's why companies who use NetSuite grow 3 times faster than the S&P 500.
Find out the rest of Evan's story and get your free guide titled 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits at netsuite.com/radio. That's netsuite.com/radio for your free guide. 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits. Go right now to netsuite.com/radio.
Summer means picnics, parties, and getting together. Are you ready? Walgreens is, and we're just minutes away with great deals on all your summer essentials, including...